Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. 800-531-3815. Toll free coast to coast. And my website is www.jbsba.com. That's the short one. Or you can try smallbusinessadvocate.com. If you like to type, that's the good one for you. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. Jeffrey D. Zabar, ladies and gentlemen, is our good friend and an original member of our Brain Trust. We couldn't do without him. He's the guy who joins us to talk to us about small office, home office, and teleworking issues. Every couple of weeks or so, Jeff joins us. He's the author of a number of books, including Home Office Know-How, Safe at Home, and Teleworking and Telecommuting. That's three different books. He's a syndicated columnist. You'll see his byline in print and electronically all around the world. Wherever you go, he's everywhere. He's like the Chicken Man. He's everywhere. Jeffrey, welcome back.
Are you paid by the intro? I like that one. You had to do that one again.
We'll, yeah, that's
we'll
a good one.
I'm going to put it on my website.
I don't know what it is. You know, I get compliments because people tell me that I always have a lot of energy, but I don't know what it is about Thursdays.
Thursdays, you know,
I always feel a little extra. Is it because you're usually here on Thursday?
I think that's what it is. We finally put our finger on it. Actually, I call Thursday that Seinfeld frame of mind,
yeah,
where, you know, it's sort of that must-see TV kind of day,
yeah,
where you know Friday's right around the corner and the weekend's there, and so things get a little loose. In fact, when I'm out prospecting and marketing, I try and, in reaching out, if it's cold calls or calling on old contacts, I try to wait till Thursday or Friday, obviously Friday, but Thursday also, because I think a lot of people share that emotion.
You know, people hear small business owners talking, and they see them operating, and they say, what are those guys smoking? What are they on? And I always tell people, if you want to see something exciting, if you want to see something that's almost worth paying for admission, go watch a small business owner work. Go follow a small business owner around. It's pretty exciting, and you know, Jeffrey, I was earlier in the hour, before you got here, I was talking about some of the statistics that are out there that we now know about that the Kauffman Center for Entrepreneurial Excellence and the Babson College have conducted, and others as well, including the SBA, about the emergence of small business, and one, as you probably know, 1 in 12, according to Kauffman and Babson, 1 in 12 Americans are seriously, not just thinking about it, but they're seriously planning to start their own small business. And I'll tell you, Jeff, I'd like to, one of the things that I think is interesting is how a lot of the new small businesses that we're going to have, and I believe that some big ones, like some Amazon types, 5-10 years from now, we're going to find out started because somebody got laid off.
I think you just hit the nail on the head, and I think that if they put out that statistic 3 years, or they did that research 3 years ago, that 1 in 12 would not exist. I think that in the recession that we went through, and the increasing, although lately numbers have sort of fallen off, but the increasing levels of both unemployment layoffs and the uncertainty that surrounds it for those who remain employed, a lot of people are saying, "Man, enough of this." How can I protect myself financially? How can I protect myself emotionally? Although I don't think small business, it's as much a roller coaster ride as it is working for a .com during the lapse of the heyday. A lot of people are saying to themselves, how can I protect myself and make a better life for myself? I did see a stat back in, I guess it was about 2 years ago when things were really starting, we were in the midst of the slowdown, 1 in 9 executives were saying that they were going to go out and not go, laid off execs were saying they were going to go out and start a business rather than go out and seek new employment.
As my audience has heard me say, that's exactly what I did in 1989.
Exactly.
Because, see, you talked about security, Jeffrey. You talked about making sure that you got security for your family and et cetera, et cetera. Well, people now realize that there are no guarantees anywhere. Big business, little business, middle business, it doesn't matter. Even the government, maybe the government. That's where we went wrong, Jeff. We didn't go to work for the government.
That might be the one shoe in
the one, the one, yeah, exception. But even that's going to change. I think that's going to be changing over the years. But the thing is there are no guarantees anywhere. It's life.
Yeah.
You know, it's
I don't think
the
they make
is.
Pocket watches anymore, you know? I don't
yeah.
think they make those golden pocket watches unless
exactly.
you're buying it for yourself when you turn retirement age.
And so the thing is this the 21st century, as you've heard me say before, is a century of the entrepreneur, but maybe a little more user-friendly term, Jeffrey, would be the century of self-determination. Maybe that fits more people, because a lot of people, when they say entrepreneur, when they hear entrepreneur, they think a business owner. And see,
right.
I don't think of it like that. I really use it in a very broad and even a loose sense, because I think I told somebody over the weekend who works for a foundation, and she's doing some pretty cool things. I said, "You're an entrepreneur." She said, "Really? I don't own the organization." I said, "Of course you are. It's the way you think about solving problems and accomplishing goals."
Well, our friend Terry Lanier once said, you either are an entrepreneur or you think like one, and it's regardless
right.
of whether you're an employee or an employer or whatever the case may be. Think of the people who you work with in corporations, you know, who are your clients out there or your contacts, who are managers, who are directors, who are VPs, who own that department, who take ownership of that
yep.
work. And while we all kind of sort of snicker and laugh at the phrase and all the businessisms, the Dilbertisms of, say, taking ownership of something, it is true. And that is what gets you ahead in corporations, and that's what gets you ahead in small business, is
yep.
having ownership of something that you can wrap your arms around, you can take pride in it, but also it's your baby. So you want to see it succeed, and those around you see that, recognize it, and reward that.
I said something earlier in the hour about the concept of starting a business and an example of how to do it, and I used the example of Jim McCann, who started 1-800-Flowers. And Jim's a friend of ours, and he said that he's told my audience on this show that he was a florist part-time for 10 years. He
mm-hmm.
owned a florist company, one or two little shops, while he was a counselor in New York City for the city organization, and he did that for 10 years before he finally broke out and started doing it full-time.
Right.
And what I want to do is I got about 30 seconds before we go to a break, but your thoughts on doing it part time, not jumping in all the way, just sort of getting your feet wet first.
Well, assuming you don't get laid off and have no choice, the only way to do it. I have a friend who changed his business last week, as a matter of fact, scaled down, retained the business, but started working from home on Monday morning,
huh.
And that is he's having such a hard time. And whether it's launching a small business or working from home, the best you can do is try and transition into it over time. Maybe not take 10 years, but take the time it takes
to
get more comfortable. 6 months
to a year, something like that. Hold on to that thought, Jeff. We're going to come right back to that when we come back after these messages, folks. 20 after, right back with Jeffrey Zabar. Back is 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. Jeffrey, give us your website, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
And don't forget, folks, his books include Teleworking and Telecommuting, which is the new one. I still like the Safe at Home book. I think it's still a very, very viable book. That book really ought to be good for years and years to come, Jeff.
Well, it's an evergreen topic, whether, you know, you live in the Carolinas and had to batten down the hatches as a hurricane approached, whether you live out west and there's earthquakes, or whether you live in the midsection of the country and you have tornadoes.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of different things. Or if you just live life in modern days and
That's
fear
right.
the potential for fire, theft, you know, lightning strike.
Or
a lot
viruses
of different issues.
And all the other cyber-terrorism stuff that's going on. Check that out when you get a chance, folks. They're all available there at Jeffrey's website and as well as on Amazon, right, Jeff?
Yes. They're available there. They're available through my site. You can get them most places out there.
All right. Jeff, one of the things that we were talking about is taking this new business venture slow, doing it incrementally.
Right.
And if you just got laid off, folks, don't do it incrementally. You got to go for it. Although some people might say, well, okay, I've got a job opportunity. It's underemployment, but it is an opportunity. But it gives me, it turns out that it gives me time to focus on this business. So maybe you do something to keep bread on the table for a little while you're doing the new thing that you really want to do on the side.
Well, actually, the way I look at it is if you're laid off, you have no choice. But certainly, if you're in a job and you sense change down the road, either on their part or on your part. I mean, I have another friend who's considering quitting so he can do a startup. But he's not leaving the job today. He's spending his nights and weekends off time, you know, off hours time, right, developing his plan, developing his product, making his contacts, getting every, you know, as they say, his ducks in a row. So that even starting with this prospecting, because it's non-competing, so that he can get out in the field, make a name for himself, start the business going. And that is a large part of home businesses today. You know, people think, well, if I'm going to work from home, I have to be a full-time home-based entrepreneur. Part-time home-based entrepreneurs are about half of the total market.
That's exactly
of
right.
Home offices right now, of entrepreneurial home bases, home offices. So, you know, there are a lot of people who start their businesses small, do it nights and weekends, you know, days off, holidays, things like that, and then say, you know what, it's time. I can make this leap. So the point is, grow it over time, make it a, you know, build it until it's viable, till you feel comfortable saying it's time to cut the ties back to the corporation, that steady paycheck, which is the hardest thing. In slow times, that's the hardest thing to not have.
And
but
you know,
make it happen.
The another thing that happens is a lot of these small businesses are building web-based businesses. These startup home-based businesses are building web-based businesses that don't have to be managed 8 to 5.
Right.
You put it out there. You put your products up on the web or whatever you're doing, and you come back in the evening, let's say, and you check your email. You fulfill your orders and you don't sleep as much maybe, and you don't get to go. You know, you got to quit the bowling league or the bridge
right.
club or something like that. But you do your work at night or on weekends.
Oh, and that is a great opportunity. But still, think about what it took to make it get there. You have to have product. Assuming you're not just a reseller of widgets and you're making your own product, or you have your
right.
own books or reports or services or whatever. There's a lot of work that goes into that. But yeah, e-commerce is really streamlined. My brother does a lot of e-commerce on eBay. He goes out and finds
yep.
antiques, shoots them, puts them up on the website with a little copy, and it just, when an order comes in, he fulfills. But other
yep.
than that, it sells itself, you know, along with some web marketing and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But
I don't know how many people I know, Jeffrey, who've done that, and they started it out thinking, well, I'll make a sale a week or something like that, and in 6 months, things got picked up a little bit, and within a year or so, they said, you know what, I'm making more money doing this than I am in my day job.
And working fewer hours.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful
now,
thing.
Now, I will tell you, now, folks, we don't mean to paint some kind of a rosy picture and say that this is easy.
Right.
Notice that we didn't say any of this was easy.
Right.
It's not easy, is it, Jeff?
It only took me, 13 years to get where I am today. So it's there's a learning curve.
I know, what an overnight success. But
exactly.
it's very hard, folks, and it's not for everybody, and it's not for the faint of heart.
Right.
But if it's something that's for you, if it's something that you can do, and that's the reason why we're talking about testing the waters, we're talking about getting your toe wet first before you jump all the way in, you can get a flavor for it. You can get an idea for what it takes to manage the cash flow of a business and to deal with the legal issues that you have to deal with. And it's a great way to get started, and a lot of people have done that. A ton of people have done it.
Right.
But the main thing is, make sure that whatever it is that you're doing, it's something that you love and that you would almost do it if there was never going to be any money in it.
And, you know, because there's going to be times you're alone. There's going to be times that cash flow is slow. There's going to be times that people are hanging up saying, I don't want your product. You know, you're going to face
right.
rejection.
Yep.
And if you don't enjoy what you do, I have a friend of mine who's a corporate attorney, and he works really hard, but he's an employee. He's an employee at the company. But he said, if my job weren't so fun and so easy, I'd hate it.
Yep.
So it's not just us home officers and small business owners who get it, but have fun at what you do, because that certainly will make the downtimes easier to tolerate and make the uptimes all more rewarding.
Well said, Jeffrey. Thank you for being here. See you next time.
It's been great. Thanks,
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.